Are you ready to learn some real life English? Well, good, because today we are going to learn some English in real life. We are exploring beautiful nature and a beach town with multi-million dollar houses and millions of dollars of yachts, which are just fancy boats. Let's go. All right, guys, thank you for joining us on another real life English adventure. Today we are once again going out into the real world to learn some what wife? Real life English. And guys, today we are doing something that we call here a road trip. Now this is a mini road trip, but a road trip is when you, your family, your friends, get in a car, you drive somewhere cool, you have some fun. So today, my beautiful camera wife and I are going on a mini road trip, and we're doing something that we call a work date. And we call it a work date because it's fun for us, but we're also making content for the YouTube channel. So we're working while we're spending time together and enjoying it, but also making a little bit of money. So guys, today we are driving to the state that is next to the state we live in. We live in Indiana and we are driving to Michigan. Michigan is a beautiful state, guys, and in my opinion, that's one of the coolest things about being in the United States. It's basically like having different countries all around you, okay? It's like being in Europe, how you could get from France to Italy to Germany fairly easily. Here we have a bunch of different states, and today my wife and I are going to explore a little town in the state of Michigan, and this town is called New Buffalo. We're going to show you this town, which is on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful town. We're going to see what fun things they have to do there. And we're going to show you guys some interesting things about Michigan that I do not like. And we're going to show you the things about Michigan that I do like. So our first stop is one of the things I love about Michigan. Beautiful nature. All right? Now, one of the things I do not like about Michigan is a law. Okay, something they've done recently in the last couple years that I do not think is a good thing. What is this? They have made marijuana legal in Michigan. Okay, smoking marijuana is legal in Michigan, and they have these stores that you can buy it in. Okay, now I don't like this because I think it makes people lazy, and I just don't think it does anything good for people. That's my personal opinion. If you like it, I don't judge you. I think we all have the right to decide what we do with our time. But I don't like it that it's so out in the open in Michigan. For example, when you're driving to Michigan, there are signs everywhere on the highway for marijuana like these. Here is a sign for a marijuana store, 30% off of marijuana. Here is another sign for a marijuana store. And another one. Yeah. And another sign for a marijuana store. Largest inventory in New Buffalo, it says. Wow. Congratulations. And guess what, guys? What could this be for? Oh, yeah. More marijuana. And then over on the other side of the road, that one's for a bar. But over here, Deli Flower. Another sign for a marijuana store. And they'll give you a half ounce of marijuana for one penny to the first 300 customers. Wow, thanks for giving all that drugs to people. Here is another marijuana store. Mint cannabis. Oh, and another herb cannabis. Oh, what's that next sign? Another marijuana store. And the one after that? Oh, well, maybe it's a restaurant. No, another marijuana store where they give a free ounce of marijuana every day. Thanks, guys, for contributing to society. That, my friends, is a lot of money in advertisement trying to get people to come and buy drugs. All right, guys, and you can see, welcome to pure Michigan. Every time you drive into a new state here in the U.S., there's a big sign like that letting you know when you cross over the border. We're about 5 minutes away from the park we're going to. I've never been here before, but I hope we could show you guys some beautiful nature. See you in a bit. All right, guys, we made it to our first destination, which is a park that's supposed to have a very beautiful view. So let me show you guys my favorite thing about Michigan, which is the nature. Let's go check it out.
So what do you think about the place so far?
So guys, Michigan is where I went camping in that other video a couple weeks back. And you could just see how deep and thick the forest is here. And that's why they call it Pure Michigan on the sign, because it's like pure untouched nature. And that's what I really love about this state. Guys, it's just, it's gorgeous, natural. There's not garbage all over the place. And the people of Michigan are really proud of that, so they take good care of it. All right, guys, we've only been walking for just a few minutes and we've already reached an absolutely beautiful spot with an incredible view. Wow. I've never been here, but I'm happy we came now. You've got a beautiful view of the river. You've got some beautiful houses that I bet cost $1 million or $2. Absolutely beautiful. So peaceful. And this is my favorite thing about Michigan. So much beautiful land, clean, fresh air. And this is just our first stop of the day on our little adventure road trip. Also, I have to show you guys how cute my wife looks today. Hold on. She's super pregnant. And you can see our little babies in there. Doesn't she look so sweet with her hat? Aw, what a cute wife. Alright guys, you just saw we got an awesome shot of a beautiful bird with these like bright orange and red feathers. Just another part of the beautiful nature here. Now that we've seen some beautiful nature, guys, we're gonna check out the small town. See if we can find some good food, because I showed you guys how pregnant my beautiful wife is. So we're gonna see what the little city has to offer now that we've seen the beauty of the nature here. Let's check it out.
I just want to say it feels like so peaceful and the weather is so perfect right now. Like, it's sunny but it doesn't feel like hot at all. And we wait for this weather like so long and it just feels great. It feels amazing. I love it.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're in the town, downtown of New Buffalo. Peaceful, quiet, clean. We're gonna go get some pizza in a church, but not really a church. So guys, from what I saw online, this was a Civil War era. When people were fighting each other in the United States, church that they later turned into a bar and grill, which means they have alcohol and food. Of course, we're not going to be getting alcohol, but online they say they have incredible pizzas. Let's go check it out.
See you good?
Hmm.
Look at that.
Okay, guys, and here we are at what is called a marina, which is where people keep their boats. Now, as you can imagine, if you have a boat and you pay to keep it in a nice place like this, you've got some money. And for that reason, there's also luxury apartments here, which you can see right there. They are absolutely gorgeous. Now, those are nice apartments. Those are nothing like what we showed in the Poor America video. This is where people in the U.S. with money live, places like this. Clean, peaceful, beautiful. Each apartment has its own garage to pull their cars in. There's a fence around the whole property so that nobody can go in and bother you. Wow, beautiful. Let's check around the marina a little more. Okay, guys, now if you were thinking, wow, how much money would somebody need to live in one of those nice apartments? Imagine how much money you need to live in that house right by the beach. Park your boat. That looks like it has probably 15 bedrooms in that house. That is a multi-million dollar home. And you see all the boats here, nothing but luxury apartments. This is how the wealthy people live in the state of Michigan. And you can tell when you're here. Everybody here is relaxed. They're not worried about paying their bills. My wife said, wow, there's a lot of bars and grills. Yeah, because these people are happy. They want to meet up with their friends, have a couple drinks, chill, as we might say, which means to relax with your friends or hang out. But yeah, guys, a lot of money here. So guys, we were looking at the other side of that big home, but over here you could see they literally pull up their boat to their house and park it right there. That guy's backyard is Lake Michigan. Wow.
Wow.
Look at all these boats, guys. Millions and millions of dollars worth of boats here. Would you like to live here, baby? Yeah? Can you swim good? I don't think she can, guys. I have a story about her swimming, but I won't tell it. All right, guys, and this is what we call in English a lighthouse, which they put near the water so that ships can see at night and not crash into the land. But I think this one's just a decoration. But anyway, it's still a good piece of vocabulary. That's a lighthouse.
It's very fancy.
All right, guys, and here we are at the actual beach. Something that the lovely camera wife and I both noticed right away is, why is it so quiet? Why are there so few people? Because at the beach in Indiana, it's people screaming, playing music, so full. Listen, guys, just listen. Wind, birds, people are being good here. They're just relaxing. I don't know what that difference is, why everybody here is just chilling, but it's super quiet, nice, and peaceful. Very beautiful. I think I need to find my wife some ice cream. Show me your ice cream. I'll eat it and smile. Alright, guys, we're just driving through here where you can see this is a private community. So these are some very expensive beach houses. And you can see over on this side that each house, its backyard is directly on the beach. So a house like that, super expensive.
Wow.
People who live in places like this, big money, big money. And you know, the houses are nice, but the thing about it is that they are on the beach. So it's the land that is worth so much money. Look at this one here. Some beautiful homes. Check out this one. Wow. That is a nice big house.
Yeah, I used to remind.
What that sign means, guys? Poor people keep out. That's good, baby. Okay, guys. And we're about to end this trip. Go home and relax. The last thing I wanted to show you is what one of these marijuana stores looks like. And over there you could see it's actually literally a store where you could walk in there and buy marijuana. Thanks for joining us, guys. Tell me in the comments, do you think that should be legal? I really don't. All right, see you guys in the next video.